Hi, Lewis. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you from yesterday.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So I wanted to address just a couple things that you had mentioned yesterday about the Google ads and the Yelp ads and whatnot. I don't know if you looked at the pricing packages that I sent you, but the companies that use Google Ads are usually huge corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. For a small to mid-sized business, you don't need any of that because those Google Ads are very, very expensive, right? So what Google allows us to do as a premier partner is for a small to mid-sized business like you are, they allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So with this package that you have, you kind of get the best of both worlds because you get on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is the highest revenue generating section online. Right?
Yeah.
Meaning that when a consumer does a search, 87% will bypass those paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you, right? And then nobody goes to the back pages. So you're in the first page of Google on the maps, but then secondly, you also have Facebook ads running, which will help you get even more jobs coming from the social media platform. So like I said, with this package, you kind of get the best of both worlds. Does that kind of clarify what your question was from yesterday?
Yes. When does, is the business already being showed in Google or what?
No, they've been sending you an email that says action needed, Lewis, start a Google video verification. So what that
I already did.
You did it. Oh, good.
I did it like before I even got with you guys, or actually the first week or something.
Let me double check because I can ask that verification department while we're on the phone if that did go through, and if it did, I can get an update on it for you if anything else is needed. But if you recall, in the terms and conditions, it does say that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days, and that's because it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business on the first page. However, if you've already knocked that piece out, I always tell people, of course you'll see activity within the first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay, because honestly, I mean, we haven't landed a job yet here, and I got bills coming. And, if this takes 2-3 months, I mean, it's basically, I'm not going to
Not 3 months. Not 3 months. Industry standard for this type of placement is 90 days, but because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So you're only 10 days in with us, so, you know, that's very typical. Most people don't land a job within the first 10 days because in that interim, they're doing the Google verification, they're launching the website, the call tracking number, Facebook ads start running. So matter of fact, do you know, I think there was a little email that was sent also about the Facebook ads. Let me just see what it says here.
I was supposed to do something with, because I already started a Facebook account before, and basically my, I'm trying to see where it is. I think I got blocked or something. I don't know. It's been a lot of running around trying to get things set up, and certain things did not go and I get set up properly or something like that. And that was one of them where I got, I don't recall exactly what occurred there, but let me see.
Well, the email that was sent says action needed, create your Facebook business page. So what I could do is I could get you over to that department and make sure that, you know, if you have any questions, that they will, you know, kind of go through it with you step by step. But the verification department just got back to me, and they put the video verification didn't go through or it was rejected because Google is still asking for it. So I want to explain to you that what's going on behind the scenes there, Lewis, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when they send you that video verification, it's actually a good thing, because I think there's, you know, a couple things they'll say. Do you have a business license, or do you have a work vehicle with a license plate, or, you know, whatever, you know, they're asking for in the email. All you have to do is go on that. You said you did it before, so, you know how to do it. Go on and do the video, hit submit, and then if it sticks, you'll get a confirmation that it did stick.
Yeah, maybe the reason why is because I'm in Maryland, and my company is in Florida. I have partners in Florida in that area. They don't speak English.
Let me ask James, because he's okay. Let me ask question. I'll put client is in Maryland, but his business is in Florida. I just want to make sure that he answers this. Is in Florida. His workers in Florida do not speak good English. So would someone have to be close to Orange Park for the video verification? Maybe that's why it didn't stick when you did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me ask him, because if need be, I don't know if maybe we have these instructions that we could send to one of your workers in another language. Are they speaking Spanish, or is it another language?
It's Spanish.
It is Spanish? Okay, yeah. So we have some Spanish-speaking customer service reps that if for some reason we don't have the instructions in Spanish, if you have one of those workers that you trust to do it, maybe we could, you know, if they have to be in that area, we would maybe, you know, contact them and have a Spanish-speaking rep help them get through it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually pretty simple, but I think that that's probably what the hiccup is with that. But, yeah, we can get that rectified for you. And one thing I can do for you also, Lewis, just to kind of, you know, give you a little bit more time on the back end, because you do have some bills coming in and now you have to figure out a way to do that, is I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients, and that way you can see the magnitude of what this program will do for your business.
Yeah.
With that extra 2 weeks, you're paid in full all the way until August 12th. So keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program, so if come August 12th you want to cancel, you can absolutely do so. There isn't any cancellation fee, but I'm confident that you'll absolutely continue with it, because nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just, you know, to take this concern about, you know, it's been, you know, I've used Angie Leads, and that was a money racket for nothing, essentially. And then I'm using Yelp ads, and you know, I haven't seen, and you guys, of course, and it's been, what you say, 10 days, and I was expecting at least something, but I just don't know. I want to make sure that I'm able to cover the bills the first month and seeing what works, what doesn't, and you know, if it takes, like you're saying, you know, at least a month, then I get it, but I just don't know if I can accommodate it. So I guess, yeah, I mean, I would appreciate the extra 2 weeks and then see where we're at there.
Yeah, I'll do that for you, because I want you to get the most bang for your buck and, you know, to be able to recoup some of that money, you know, before you're billed again. So, yeah, I'll absolutely push that billing out for you to kind of help you out a little bit. And I want to let you know that with Angie's and with Yelp, we deal with a lot of those services clients. Because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at all those other sources and say, let's put Angie Leads, Yelp, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, you know, Facebook, all these other sources into one category, combined, they're only getting 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. So, you know, I know a program like this will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, you know? So let me just see. He's responding. He put, and this was with the question about the orange part. He put, someone would possibly have to be close to Orange Park, but the address isn't shown. It's a service area, so it may be accepted. Live video verification agent might be picky about that, though, so I recommend the client upload the regular video verification. Okay, so he was saying he could escalate it to a live video, which is like a Zoom call with a Google agent, but he wants you to try to do the regular one again, if you don't mind. So one thing that he said might have been why it didn't stick, if it wasn't that you're in Maryland, it could be that the camera quality was too high. He says he recommends that you lower your camera quality to 720 pixels, and that fixes a lot of issues. So I'm so sorry that he says that, because I'm not a technician. I don't know how to do that. But if you want him to get on the phone and explain to you how to lower your resolution, I can absolutely have him do that.
Okay. No, I can figure that out.
You know how to do it. Okay, good. I love when I talk to a business owner that's techie, because it makes my job easier, you know. But, yeah, he said that's the only other reason why the videos won't stick, is if the camera resolution's too high. So 720 pixels, and you'll be golden. And then I'll have him at least resend that email to you so you have a fresh one. Resend mailer, please. Okay, so you'll have a fresh one with the instructions. And then as far as the Facebook. He already sent it.
I'm in the business profile manager, and I'm seeing get verified. Fleming Island, I'm not sure what the – it's Fleming Island, Florida, St. John's. I'll see construction quality. I don't know.
I'm going to ask him if he can talk to you real quick.
Okay.
He is not sure where to start, although he has your new email. And then he can at least give you the right, you know, instructions to get started on that. And then you'll just upload everything just like you did the first time. And since he's the expert, he'll be able to tell you if it sticks or not this time. So he is not sure where to, although he has the new email. Can you please talk to him? And I'll see if he can take the call. Now, I also will send a message to the Facebook department.
So I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just seeing that it says here, to get verified, you need to submit another recording. And basically what they're asking for is business name not shown on legitimate assets. Show your business name printed on a business card, branded vehicle, or business license. So, what I showed was the homepage of my website, which, you know, I'm able to manipulate, you know, so I guess that wasn't enough. I have a digital business card. I don't have a business. I'm in Maryland, so I have no reason to have a
paper
card.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing was the vehicle's over there, and we currently don't have any branded brands or stickers or anything on it right now. That's something we're working on.
Okay. Sometimes all they want to see is a work vehicle with a Florida license plate, just to show that the business is in that area. So even if it's not branded, sometimes as long as it shows a Florida license plate, it'll be accepted. But in any case, James, he did say that he can call you. So I'll hang up, and then he'll call you back right now, and then he'll help you with acceptable items and to get that ball rolling, so to speak. And then I'm also going to send a message to the Facebook ad department to call you back. So they'll call you within one business day with instructions on how to get that Facebook ad campaign started, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, all right. And then in the meantime, you're all good to go. I already put that 2 weeks on the back end. So, yeah, you're welcome, Lewis. Anything that I can do to help out. And my name is Tina, so if you have any questions down the road, you could always call in and ask for me. But for now, we'll just clear the line. That way James can call you and help you with the other, okay?
Okay, Tina, thanks.
You're very welcome, Lewis. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.